You are listening to Freedom Wranglers, and I am Chanda. I'm so excited about this portion of what's happening. We can't wait to jump right in. So here we go. Why don't you saddle up, sit back, and get ready to help us wrangle some freedom. Well, Jamie, it feels like I just saw you, like, I don't know, this past weekend.
I know. We were at a wedding. We were dancing the night away, and I saw even Ben out there. Ben was out there
dancing.
Oh,
yeah. He loves a good tune, and he likes to boogie. We had so much fun. Thank you so much for having us.
It was fun. I mean, you know, it was like the DJ was on fire with all, you know, his jamming music, and then I went over and saw Ben, and I was like, Ben! And I grabbed a hold of him, and I told him to go ahead and twirl me, so he twirled me, and I had to squat, you know, and it was so funny. I think I'm a little sore from that, to be honest with you. I think it took me a couple of days to recover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, when you, because we were talking about, like, when was the last time that we got together and danced like that? Probably prom in 95, so we're going back a hot minute, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm not a clubber.
No, me neither.
I don't go out to bars. I don't do that kind of stuff, but man, oh, you get me at a wedding. Let's go.
Oh, it was so much fun, and it was so pretty, and, you know, it was just so kind of them to invite us. I thought that everything was just absolutely wonderful. It was wonderful, darling.
Wonderful, wonderful, I tell you.
And it was so good to see you guys. So, as always.
I'm so glad you got to meet my brother.
Yes, yeah.
My brother and his wife.
It was so nice to meet them and chat with them. And, you know, it was just funny because I was like, yeah, he's talking about where they live. And I was like, yeah, I grew up there. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I went to school with Jamie. And he's like, I said, but you were a little bit older than us. Well, that was it. I said that he was old, and I didn't mean that you're old, but I was just like,
Did he say something to that? Did
he say, was like, oh, I'm old.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah. But he was just joking. But I just told him, I was like, oh no, I said, it's just because you were a few years older that, like, you know, I probably never, ever, like, associated with you or hung out. So, but yeah, it was so nice to meet, you know, extended family out of that. It was good. It was a good, good day. So,
well, I'm so glad you guys came. Yeah. I'm glad you guys had a safe trip.
Yeah, we definitely did. And we enjoyed, you know, lots of different things, nature trails and different stuff. So it was good. But
was that John's first time in South Kakalaki?
No, he has stores that are in South Carolina for his job. So no, it's not his first time.
But Ben's probably, maybe.
Yeah.
Like hanging.
Well, Myrtle is in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's Myrtle Beach. Okay.
We've been to Myrtle Beach. So
yeah, that's a very common ground. A lot of people go, very touristy.
Well, it's right off of 95. So it's easy to get to. When we go to yours, you know, you got to go off the beaten path a little bit.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Into the mountains. Listen, the one thing I'm not a fan of in South Carolina, I got to tell you, is your highways. It's only two lanes, girl.
I know. I don't know. They're expanding, though. They're doing a lot of work on the highway right now. So, and, you know, my son, he's a part of that whole DOT.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, I mean,
it's rough, but it's always been like that. When we would travel, you know, as kids driving down, it was always like, oh no, we're in South Carolina because it's only two lanes on the highway. And you just felt like it took forever to get through. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hit Georgia and it expands out. And then, of course, Florida. But that's the only thing you're like, oh man, come on. Because you always get stuck behind some 18 wheeler. There's just,
I know,
or a trailer.
But, and then, like, the people in the fast lane, they're all in the slow lane. And they're just like, oh, the slow lane is all in. It's all people just trying to survive is what they're doing. They're kind of weaving in and out. They're like, oh, slow person, let's get over the fast lane. Oh, fast person, let me get over in the slow lane. Yeah. So,
That's it for sure. But there's been a lot going on.
Yes,
and so let's just start tapping into the different things that we're seeing right now and, you know, what is actually happening globally and, you know, in the United States. So I know you've got a couple of things.
Yes, I've got this. NATO is holding they're holding nuclear talks amid war tensions. Okay. And Putin threatens NATO, keeping a wary eye on Russians. So NATO is keeping a wary eye on Russians' involvement. But hasn't seen no change in the nuclear posture. So We got these nuclear threats happening right now because Putin raised the stakes by annexing four Ukrainian regions. And so he's got a partial mobilization going on right now. He's got over, what, 500,000 reservists to cover a crumbling front line right now. And Putin has repeatedly signaled that he could resort to nuclear weapons to protect Russia's gains. So we have all this going on, but then we also have NATO in the background holding these talks, and they're having these talks, and they're also having so it just makes you wonder what's brewing over there. What exactly is happening in this region, and how is that going to affect the world today? How is that going to affect this? Is it going to affect inflation? Are we going to see more inflation, even though it's sky rising right now? Is it going to change after the midterm elections? You know, are things going to get even higher after midterm elections, which I'm predicting, because of all this war talk and NATO having these talks. So, but you know, Putin's got his agenda and NATO has their agenda. But how's that going to affect us?
How is it going to affect us? Is it going to affect us? You know, I think there's a lot of questions there. I know that AOC was doing a Q&A and she really got lambasted recently. She basically stated that none of this matters about nuclear weapons. And people lost it with her. I mean, they just started shouting at her. And they even said, I originally voted for you, but you have put us in this position because she's contributing to the financing of nuclear wars, talking about Ukraine, these different things. And she really couldn't respond, you know, and they were like wanting a yes or no answer from her if she's going to continue to support this stuff or she's going to back off, you know. But we know the Democrats, they'd love to see a war.
Of course they do. And that would just like that will cause inflation. I mean, we think we see inflation right now, honey. We ain't seen nothing yet. If we go to war, every time there's a war, remember World War II when World War II happened, and then all of a sudden there was all this economic duress. And then of course things just started going down the drain and people started just having a lot of problems. So anytime there's a war, there's going to be problems with financially, which could be the very thing that they want. They want to destroy from within. You know, they want to destroy the nucleus of a family. They want to destroy things that make sense, you know. You know, he, she, her, it, whatever.
Listen, you know, I mean, they've got like 951 different names right now for themselves, and you know, none of them make sense. And you're like, all righty then. But you know, we see that taking place. We see Tulsi, she has made the decision that she's going to leave the Democratic Party. She's been very public about it. She's given her reasons why. She says that she was a conservative Democrat. I do not really know what to take of that whole situation. You know, questions come to my mind of, is she an infiltrator? Is she coming in, you know, to become a part of this and then flip the script and vote the opposite way of what people would want? I just don't know. You know, I'm going to be really transparent. I don't know what to make of her. And then in Pennsylvania, you know, we've got this whole situation taking place where we have Dr. Oz, and then we have
Oh yeah, Dr. Oz, he's running, isn't he?
So we've got him, and I think, is it
Has he decided to run for president or is he doing
no, this is
congress?
Senate. They're running
Senate.
for
So
the
he's trying to run for
Senate.
Senate. Okay. That's what I
He's the
thought.
Republican running. I question, is he a true Republican? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to speak for him and his values. And I'm not against other religions, but he is Muslim.
Dr. Oz? I had no idea.
So there's questions there.
Interesting. Yeah,
There's
lots of
questions
questions.
there, you know, with that. And then the guy opposing, you know, running against him is just, He's not articulate. I believe his name is Freeman. He's not articulate at all. He needs a teleprompter. So I'm not sure what Pennsylvania has to choose from.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, you know, where they're at, you know, and I just feel like there's a lack of trust within the people right now at this current time.
Mm-hmm.
They know, the Bible says that you will know them by their fruits.
Yeah.
So, you know, if someone has been a part of the Democratic Party, they've not, and they've decided to leave, that's fine. They're more than welcome to become a Republican or a conservative or, you know, not choose a party. That's totally up to them. But we need them to prove their fruits. We need them to show us that they are not going to sway back that way.
Right. Yeah.
And that's true. Part. Mm-hmm. You know, so that from my perspective, those are a couple of things going on. I know you've got another couple of things, and I have one other big one, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, on the other side, you know, we're taking a hard left turn here from politics. So I just came across this article, and this was October the 12th here. So came across this article, and it was talking about the will to survive, the will to live. These boaters survived 28 hours of sharks. Sharks is what I said. Wow. Sharks. So these two anglers whose boats sank over the weekend, so this past weekend in the Gulf of Mexico, clung to an improvised float and fought off sharks while the third swam to search for help. So here they are, you know, stuck in the middle of open water. And this is what one of them said. He said, and I think that's where I caught these injuries. He said something about he got injuries on his hand. Uh-huh. And then he says, this is what he did to get away from the sharks. He said, I took my two thumbs and jabbed the shark in the eyes. And then he took off. He jabbed him. You know what? I just.
Ooh, take those sucker's eyes out.
He did a Karate Kid if I ever knew it. I mean, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know. What do you call a fish with no eyes, Jamie?
Fishily impaired. So we have an impaired shark.
Hey, he won't be coming after any fishermen now.
I'm telling you what, his eyes probably popped out his head. So how is he just going to feel around the water like this?
Well, it's funny because we were watching the show and I wanted to know, so sharks can smell a drop of blood in water for up to 3 miles.
So that's what it is. Your smell, so like dogs.
They're not good seers. They don't see well, but they smell really well. And that's what it is. They're drawn to the smell. So I'm wondering if when their boats went down, they had some chum on those boats, you know, that they were using to fish with that drew them in, uh-huh. You know, or if they were injured, there could have been a bit of blood. But good thing that they made it through. I do need to make a correction. That guy running for Senate against Dr. Oz is Fetterman. I think I said Freeman. I want to correct that. Sorry, guys. Okay. John Fetterman is the Democrat running there, and Dr. Oz is the Republican. So anyway, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean, hey.
Make that correction. Keep my facts straight, y'all.
Well, you know, it's so interesting about these sharks because these people were in open water and there was all these sharks lurking around waiting to devour these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just to think, if that guy did not know, like you were telling me earlier, that that's what you do. That's what they tell you to do when you're in the wild and stuff like that. You need to poke them in the eyeball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he didn't know that and he wasn't aware of what that was, God only knows what happened to them would have been different. If the outcome would have been different.
They may never have found them.
Yes. And so it's like, I mean, 28 hours out there with shark. Can you imagine the anxiety that they were feeling and the hopelessness and just, but him just doing that simple thing of jotting them in the eyeball to move this mammoth of the beast that's known to bite off limbs and kill people was able to escape just by knowledge of knowing, okay, poke this dude in the eyeballs and I'll be set free from him, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the things when I learned to surf and water ski. I learned down here in South Florida, and you learn actually in there's a river called the Banana River down here. So you learn to water ski and surf on the side of a boat in the Banana River,
Oh.
and but in that river, it connects to the ocean, and in come sharks because it is a river that is salt water. So there
Yeah.
are sharks that come in, and one of the things that they tell you is if you encounter sharks, just go for the eyes. But one of the things that keeps the sharks at bay are the dolphins that go through there. So
Yeah.
everybody needs a dolphin on their side.
Well, you know, I never knew that. So I sat here and laughed at that. Like, oh, that's so funny. Because I'm thinking about Karate Kid, you know, like wax on, wax off, bop him in the eye, you know what I'm saying? But I had no idea that that's something you do, you know, with training, with official training, that when you're out there, that's what you're supposed to do is poke him in the eyes. And that, you know, allegorically, I could say that in life, that I feel like we're in a lot of deep water here, not only in America, but I think in the world, you know, and that we're surrounded by the prince and the power of the air that is waiting to whom he can devour. I mean, the Bible says that he roars around like a roaring lion, waiting to whom he can devour. So it just goes to show that, you know, if it wasn't for our manual, which is the Holy Scriptures, to help us, I think it would be harder on us. And I think that it could cost us our lives, our very lives, and our wisdom. And not having that wisdom, so important to have that wisdom and to gain wisdom, not only from the people that are our spiritual advisors, but also knowing in the scriptures the things that we should be aware of to know how we can be wise as serpents and gentle as doves in this world that we're living full of deep water and venomous
There's a lot of
things.
sharks. Let's just be real. There's a lot of sharks. There's a lot of gators, and we just need to know what our weapons are and how do we use them against these things that are out there attacking us, whether it be in the deep water or in the swamp, and they always refer to DC as the swamp.
Isn't that something?
You want to see it? He has a lot of crazy swamp monsters up there, Nancy Pelosi, but anyway,
Excuse me.
so yeah, it's from a spiritual perspective, if we look at it through spiritual eyes, yeah, this is a very dangerous, we're in dangerous waters, we're in dangerous territory now, and there are monsters and creatures that want to take us out, and it's demonic forces, but at the end of the day, greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within
That's
the
right.
world. And when we talk about things where they're, considering that there could be a nuclear attack and so on and so forth with Russia, Ukraine, and we go on about those things, it can really put fear into people. See, that's what terrorism is. Terrorism is creating a fear in people. And when we look at it, the government really is so good at creating terror, creating fear. They did it in 2020 with COVID. They did it in 2021 with vaccination. You don't get vaccinated, you're not going to be able to do anything. Well, here we are in 2022, and that's all been thrown by the wayside. They're telling you you won't have a job if you don't take that crap. Terror. You think about the terror that they tried to put into people.
Fear,
Fear and terror. And then now here we are. It's getting close to the end of 2022. Now let's do what? Well, COVID ain't worked. Let's bring on a nuclear attack. I'm saying we need to be aware. We need to remain alert, but we should not live in
and
fear.
fear. No, that is crippling.
It
Y'all
is.
do
It
not live in fear.
really
God has not
is.
given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind.
Amen. Amen. So, last but not least, I want to talk about Ye and Tucker Carlson, or
Oh,
Kanye.
yeah,
He
the
prefers
talk
to
of the
be called
town.
Ye. Yeah, the talk of the town. And I'm going to give, I know you watched part one.
Yes, I did watch part one.
Yeah, I
Yes.
watched part one and part two. And I think that we have very similar takes on what he said. So we're going to share our opinion on that.
Yeah, sure.
Rather than try and recap everything, if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Just go find it and you can watch it. It's not a bad watch. What I will say is watch with and listen with your spiritual ears and eyes.
Yeah.
So, from my perspective, there's a couple of things that I agree with, and there's a couple of things I disagree with. The first thing I agree with was, yeah, white lives matter. That's right. That's why he was asked to come and meet, that Tucker could come and meet him. He went to Fashion Week in Paris with Candace Owens, and they wore White Lives Matter shirts. He ruffled some feathers. I agree with that statement. I mean, it's a statement that should never have to be made, but it was made. The second thing would have to be the lanyard that he wore that has a picture of a sonogram on it of a baby. Pro, he's pro-life. I agree with that. Right on. So those are some areas I agree with him on. He
Me
quotes
too.
scripture, talks about David. He talks about various different things within the Bible. But I really question his relationship with Jesus Christ. We've been taught that there's going to be false prophets in the end times.
Yes.
They're going to be wolves in sheep's clothing. And I'm not calling Ye a wolf, but what I am saying is we need to really question some of his thought process and his agendas.
Yeah.
So I know you didn't get to see the second part, but in the second part, he talks about wanting to have a type of a monastery where people. They could mix different types of practices. He doesn't call it religion, he calls them practices. But it would also be a place where women who, rather than, going to an abortion clinic, could come there and say, I can't support another child. I was going to have an abortion. Can you help me? Blah, 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 blah. And there'd be assistance and healthcare and help in that perspective. And he'd love to put this across from, a Planned Parenthood. That all sounds fine and dandy. The problem that I have with that is the combined practices, spiritual practices, because he does specify it's spiritual practices. To me, that sounds like one world religion. End of story. It sounds like a warped perspective and a twisting of God's word.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
So that's kind of my take on it. If you get an opportunity, watch it. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm certainly not saying go to Kanye's church and follow him and, because I'm not sure that he's biblically sound. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, I do have an opinion on him as well, which is very close to yours as well, is the simple fact that as you look at his fruit, this just being so caught up in the world, and it's almost like, the powers that be are allowing him to do this, but if he was really in the spirit of Jesus Christ, they wouldn't allow him at all. He wouldn't even be getting it in anything. So that's why I feel like there is a wolf in sheep's clothing going on. Like it is a very, very distracting, because he is saying the right things when it comes to abortion. Like we're against abortion. We're against the Planned Parenthood. We're for Jesus Christ. We read the scripture. We quote scripture. But it is almost as if he's using it as a way to captivate us and to lure us just like an Antichrist would.
Yes,
And
yes.
that's what Hitler did. Hitler did the same thing.
Yeah,
He
and him.
captivated people with religion, but then all of a sudden, he gets everybody into the school system, and that's where he indoctrinated them, all the kids. And then all of a sudden, they're burning the Bibles.
And I
And
think
why
that,
was he hanging out? Why was he hanging out with Marilyn Manson and Justin Bieber?
well, and these are the questions that I have. You know, Marilyn Manson is a, you know, he is a
Open
well-known
business.
Satanist. He tells people that's what he is.
Open.
And so, yeah, that's a huge question. Another question that I would have for him is, you know, when you come to Christ and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you begin to change and turn. Spiritually, you change the person that you were. So the dead, you know, that old man is gone and you are a new creation. He doesn't live as a new creation. He still uses language that I consider crude, not godly. He uses the language of the world. He still appeals to the flesh. And I will say this, in that interview, he talks about God, but he never mentions the name of Jesus. And so you can refer to a lot of different things as God. Jesus is the savior of the world.
Right. He is.
And so I found it interesting that he never mentioned Jesus' name, that I can recall, never said the name of Jesus. Because let's be honest, at the mere mention of his name, demons flee. Word of God says that.
Yes.
So, if there is something sinister behind all of this, if there is something that is manipulative on a demonic realm, then and manip, you know, being manipulated, then why would they would mention Jesus' name?
Right.
They've already got questions about his sanity, and he does try to play that off and talk about it. It's because, you know, he wasn't saying the things that they wanted him to say, meaning the Democratic Party. I'm just shrugging my shoulders saying, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What if it's not that, but maybe you allowed some stuff into your life, buddy, that might not
Yeah.
need to be there. So it's an interesting perspective. It's an interesting observation from my view. But I'll tell you this, if he ran for president, this girl wouldn't vote for him. That's not going to happen. So, anyways, that's pretty much all that I've got to say on that. You know, we're just going to go ahead and wrap this segment up. I encourage you go and watch the Tucker
Yes.
Carlson if you get a chance. If you haven't, watch
Yes.
it. Fast forward through the commercials, even though Mike Lindell is on there selling his pillows and all that. But anyways, that's pretty much what's happening, guys. So we're gonna
Yes.
just wrangle it out.
Wrangle, wrangle, y'all.
You've been listening to Freedom Wranglers. That music right there is Later Alligator by Shane Ivers, and you can find that at www.silvermansound.com. We also want to thank Goodman Ministries for all of their financial support for this podcast. Now, don't you forget to saddle up, sit back, and wrangle in freedom this week.